the children usually call someone who tells everything he hears?
Especially, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Blabbermouth.
Any other names for that?
Loudmouth.
What does an adult tell someone who tells everything? What does
gossip.
He call? Yeah. Gossip mean the same thing as tattle?
Not particularly. Mm-hmm. It would in a lot of instances.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, if you want to to brighten up the room for a party, you have a lot of things growing out in your garden, you go out and what?
Cut flowers.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Something a child might play with, what would you call that?
A toy.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if it was not really a anything, just, you know, a knick-knack, something he picked up, what would you call it?
Trinket.
Mm-hmm. Or, let's see, you would call it maybe a play pretty?
Uh-huh.
Something like that?
A plaything.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean, is that the same thing as a toy or something
uh-huh.
different?
To me, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
A toy.
And, or say something happened that you expected or you predicted or you were afraid might happen. Say something like a child hurting himself with something dangerous, you'd say, I just
told you, so mm-hmm. I just warned you.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, ask you some questions like this, might say, that's the book you
read. Mm-hmm. Or you handed me.
Mm-hmm. Or instead of handed, you might say, what? Or
you recommended?
Mm-hmm. Or you give, say, using
you
words.
Gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And I might say, I'll give it back when I'm finished. When I finished it because you have
given it to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A word that starts with, that means about the same thing as is a start. What might
begin.
You? Mm-hmm. You might ask, what time does the show
begin?
Mm-hmm. And the usher might tell you it must have
begun
10 or 15 minutes ago, yeah. Someone might ask you, you might say it this way, horses gallop, but people
run.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, they have, what, a mile every day this week?
They have run a mile.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
come from?
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, he came on the train last night.
He came on the train.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, he's to town every month with his good.
He goes to town.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use come again.
He went.
Mm-hmm. Or,
he came to town.
Mm-hmm. And you might say to someone who you just met, I hope to
see you again.
Mm-hmm. And you might say to your son or daughter who comes home, we've so little of you.
We see so little of you.
Or we have
seen.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say, him yesterday.
Saw.
Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in and the roads all
closed.
Mm-hmm. Or
blocked.
Mm-hmm. And what they've done to the road, they've been working on it, or they've taken up the asphalt and dug holes in it. The road's all
torn up.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. The opposite of take it off is
put it on.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. I might ask you, wanting to know whether or not you can do something. Can you?
Can you accommodate me? Or can you do that?
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, sure, I've
already. I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Many times. Mm-hmm. And say, you came in at the